Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Maron to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Maron at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Christopher Intagliata. The pandemic has transformed lives and livelihoods, but it's changed the little details too, like the language we use, peppering our everyday speech with scientific terms like social distancing, super spreader, and asymptomatic.
Yeah, I mean, we've all had to become, amateur epidemiologists, I suppose, and familiarize ourselves with these terms that normally you would expect just to be in some journal article somewhere.
Ben Zimmer is a linguist and language columnist for The Wall Street Journal. He says a lot of the words that came up fresh to many people in 2020 had existed in scholarly literature for decades.
So, for instance, contact tracing is actually attested from 1910. There's an example from an Australian medical journal talking about school epidemics back in 1910, and they're talking about contact tracing as, you know, something that the school nurse would need to do to figure out, who had been infected.
And the term quarantine, which derives from a Renaissance-era Italian word, meaning a 40-day waiting period for ships arriving from plague-stricken ports, dates back centuries. But it took on new life during the pandemic.
Everybody's talking about quarantining, and then it starts generating all sorts of new forms as well. You know, you can drink your quarantini, you can grow a quarin beard, and on and on and on, as people got creative by taking these words and forming innovative new expressions out of them.
Zimmer also chairs the New Words Committee for the American Dialect Society. At a recent virtual meeting, they voted on the 2020 Word of the Year. Selecting from candidates like doom scrolling or social distancing and unprecedented, the group ultimately chose a different word, which, unlike the others, was newly coined in 2020 and truly defined what turned out to be a terrible year. COVID. Thanks for listening. For Scientific American's 60 Second Science, I'm Christopher Intagliata.